You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
CFOs and controllers, there's a better way to manage cards, expenses, travel, and reimbursements. You need a unified spend platform from Brex that lets you control all your spend in one place, automate compliance, and close the books faster. Get started at brex.com.
Well, here we are again at the end of the month. I'm your host, Patrick Oliver Jones, with yet another Win Me podcast recommendation. Now, when it comes to the arts, I aim to give as wide a field of experience and opinion as possible here on the podcast. Yet, for the most part, I steer clear of politics. The closest that I've come to venturing into the political realm is when I had on two of the founders of Be an Arts Hero, highlighting their efforts to lobby Congress for more funding and attention given to the arts here in America. So there is no doubt a relationship between the arts and politics. Throughout history, they have both been supporters and adversaries of one another. And recently, there was a podcast that veered from its normal format to highlight the politics of change that is inherent with so many works of art. The podcast is called Left, Right, and Center. And as the name implies, they bring on guests and pundits from all sides to discuss the issues of the day.
Welcome to a special holiday edition of Left, Right, and Center. I'm Kelly Goff. I'm a columnist for the Daily Beast and a regular contributor and guest host for the show. I also write for television and occasionally produce documentaries. In a nutshell, I create stuff, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited for today's show, because I love talking to other creatives.
She brings on four guests for this episode and poses the question to them, do the arts have the power to heal, especially in such a tumultuous and divisive year? There were two conversations that particularly stuck out to me.
I also explored this question with Dominique Morisseau, a MacArthur Genius Grant-winning playwright whose work often explores race and class. And I also chatted with Stan Zimmerman, who has written for many hit TV series, but it's his politically charged scripts for The Golden Girls that have found a new generation of fans in the COVID era.
They both share how their own writing contributed to social conversations and have addressed important issues. Now, like with any episode of Left, Right, and Center, there will be opinions you agree with and those you may not, but the discussions are nonetheless thoughtful and in-depth. You can find that show on any podcast app, and a link to that particular episode is in the show notes. Well, I'm Patrick Oliver Jones, host of Why I'll Never Make It, and stay tuned for the next recommendation, which will be my year-end pick for the best podcast to take us into the new year. Until then, take care and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to audio.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.